begins now. Two quick questions. One, you're a big hat guy, right? Today you got your Badgers hat on. You're always wearing a hat. I am doubling up. I've got my Johnson & Sons paving hat and my Johnson & Sons paving hoodie. As a general rule, do you match hat for hat? Like, if you know, you're wearing a Badgers hoodie, are you wearing a Badgers hat? If you're wearing a Sun Prairie hoodie, are you going Cardinals hat?
As I've shown you before, I clash. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't understand fashion. I don't understand what goes. I don't think there's anything in this era, and in today's fashion world, it doesn't feel like anything doesn't go together. Like, you see people with these crazy deals, and it's all over the place. It's not the old days where it's like, oh, you have a striped hat, you have to have a striped shirt, or, you know, it just doesn't seem like any of that matters. So standing out and being clashy is actually fashionable.
So I can go, like, I've got another orange hat here. This is the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They're Spanish heritage hat. It's orange, so it's still the right color, but I just feel like I'm too Johnson & Sonsy.
In fairness, I don't know why you're asking me this, because you know I have no eye for fashion, and I'd have no clue. So this would be a great digi-only, because I just don't know. So while I feel like I'm an expert on a lot of things, and I know a lot of stuff.
You do think that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Football, I don't even know what else. Geography again, Wisconsin history. Like, there's a lot of stuff that
except for Canadian
feel pretty
geography.
Well,
yeah.
For you to ask me anything fashion related seems like a waste of everybody's time. It just does.
Okay, I appreciate your opinion on that.
I just want to be honest with you. Yeah, the driftless area. Like, if you want to talk about that, I feel like a toilets, Kohler, Johnson & Sons, the pavement, and when you start talking about buckling and fatigue cracking, Tito's,
absolutely. You're not an expert. Johnson & Sons are experts.
I've worked
they
there.
They had you work
Coors
for them
Light and Bacon,
for a couple of hours.
Both very good. Yeah, I've done that. There's so many other things. There you go. National Parks, another thing. That is such an interesting place, that the fact that the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean drainage right on that continental divide up there in Milner Pass. Fascinating. Absolutely. Yeah. Fashion? No.
Okay. Sorry I wasted everyone's time. I guess I thought by asking you, maybe other people would chime in, you know, on the YouTube comments or somewhere else. Because I know
sure they are.
I'm aware. I don't need you to tell me that you're not fashionable.
Well, but you asked me. There you go. Chicken. Obviously, potatoes. I mean, you could get into the ice cream. Yeah, that game that's so confusing. Yep. Euchre, sheep's head, cribbage. There's a lot. You could go through pickleball. I got a litany of things. There you go. Again, paving, asphalt work. Absolutely, Jesse. Yep.
My other question was going to be, can we just get past this beef that you two apparently have, that we're trying to figure out what Jesse's issue is?
I don't have a clue what he would have beef with me about, and I have no beef with him. So I don't know if it's actual beef. Oh, yeah. Oh, I gotta get you that picture of me showing my steer at the Marshfield Wood County Fair back in the day.
Yeah.
I got to get you
How
that
do we
picture,
not have
Jess.
That yet?
I'm surprised you didn't put that up. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in your little arsenal. I thought I gave you
I got a nice picture of me walking a cow at the state fair. I'll have to send that to Jesse. So that can be part of the rotation. Time now for the weekend preview
presented. There's the
presented.
Happiest we've ever seen Paula right there. That's Jolly Paula right there.
Met her at the old chalet.
Look how happy she is to be sitting on the big red fella. Well, maybe I'm going to redo this read. Now that's the big red fella right there. Look at that big red fella smiling. Where's that paw, big red fella? Looks like that paw's moving. I don't know, Jim. Oh, we have to do a little telestrating. Where that paw's at, big red?
This is what you miss when you're not part of the video stream on the Intouch.
Oh, my Lord. The big red fella.
Elmo, for those of you not joining us on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
Five games on the football weekend docket.
Did you dress up as the Cookie Monster yesterday? You probably got a Cookie Monster costume, too, don't you?
I do, and Grover.
There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing? Everybody, there's the Ombudsman right there, isn't it?
That is Rob Vogel and his son, who I think is now in college, Duncan.
Wow. But isn't it amazing? Everybody on that picture smiling ear to ear. And it's all because you're in a costume. Isn't that something?
I'm just here to bring happiness to everyone and keep us somewhat on the clock. Time now for our weekend preview, Jesse.
Besides the Packers game tonight, five games this weekend. Tell me what you're most interested in. Big Ten championship game Saturday night. Number 3, Penn State. Number 1, Oregon. 7 o'clock, CBS. Tickets going for $12 in the nosebleeds.
CBS? Please.
Yeah, CBS has it this year. No.
Okay, great.
Any other conference championship game, wild card choice for you to choose. If you want to watch the Mountain West game with Boise and UNLV, you want to go Army-Tulane on Friday night in the AAC championship, any other conference championship game,
yeah,
your pick.
I am really intrigued. There's a game out in Moscow, Idaho. Idaho is playing Lehigh in a big matchup out there. That will be the game I'm probably most intrigued by, but I have a solution, and I have to a problem that I don't even think you realized exists.
Can I give you the other three games first?
No. You just said you kind of threw it out.
Fine.
But yeah, go ahead.
No, present your solution to the problem we didn't know existed, and then I'll tell you Falcons, Vikings, noon on Fox.
All right. I don't want any more neutral site conference championship games. You're already asking fans. You're going to be going to quarterfinal games. You're going to be going to semifinal games. You're going to be going to Nollins. Let's cut the baloney out. I don't need to go to Indy or Chicago or Minnesota. If Oregon wins, and especially now that travel is very important, it's not geographically as sound as it was, Oregon should host. They've earned that right. The Penn State Nittany Lions should have to go out to Eugene and beat them out there if they're going to get that one seed in the playoffs. And you're asking fans now, and that's why tickets are $8 a pop at Indy this week, because Oregon's doing that. Okay, then they won't even get a home game because they're not playing in the first round if they win. Then you got to fly them out to Atlanta. Oh, then you got to go down to Texas. And then you got to go to New Orleans. Enough. Mm-hmm. Conference championship games need to be, and you're asking, Wisconsin just paid, I don't know what, to get its field heated. If we end up as the one seed, I don't want to have to go to Ford Field. I want to play at our crib, and I want you to come into our environment. And if it's Washington, I want you to fly 2,500 miles to play on our new, beautiful, heated field. And us get a little bit of gate, and our fans rewarded in that. Not, hey, guys, we need you to fly out to, we need you to go to Indiana again to go host. Big Ten Championship, SEC, everything should be hosted at the host school. Thank you very much for your service.
Falcons-Vikings, noon on Fox on Sunday. Bears-49ers, 325, your afternoon game on Fox.
Bears-49ers?
Yeah, and that's so Bills-Rams is actually the Burkhart and Brady game. This is like the lower-tier game, but we get it locally here because it's the Bears. Chargers-Chiefs, pretty good Sunday night game on NBC, though.
Yeah.
Hey, quick question. Am I out of that? Because I'm taking the crew up to Lambeau. Am I out of that window? Can that Monday night game get flexed?
I don't really hope so.
You're asking about the Saints game on December 23rd?
That is exactly what I'm asking about.
During the weekend preview right now?
Now's the time to ask.
Jesse! You asked me a question. I told you what I was interested in.
You didn't.
How many other times do you
revolutionized and then I gave you one conference of the great championship games? You never said
what
you want to
solved
watch.
Problems for fans, and now I'm asking you, is that flex window closed? Is that New Orleans game going to be locked in on Monday night?
According to the National Football League, the flexing has to occur, please hold, They can only move games that are between week 12 and week 17. That one would qualify. It has to be 12 days in advance. 12 days. So you are not out of the woods yet.
If they move that game, so help me. You ain't going to like old T when that game gets flexed, I'm telling you.
Philadelphia at Washington, noon that Sunday.
I believe Rob did tell us, and he works for the big ESPN, that the one thing that could save you is that it's the only time the Packers are on ESPN this year. And ESPN, you would think, would want to have a really good television draw. So you're not out of the woods yet, but I think you're on the edge of the woods, potentially. That's a game that's still 2 weeks away. For these games, I'm in on Jason Eck and the club. How far into is it? The playoff debut? Is it
first
the opener
round
for
them?
The
they had a bye. They had a bye, so they'll win, and then more than likely go out and play Montana State, which beat them up pretty good. Jason's squad didn't have their starting quarterback, but Al Johnson, former Wisconsin great, played with the Cowboys for a while. He's
the O-line restaurant
coach.
With the goats on the top of the roof.
On the roof, right.
Oh, that is a good restaurant. I love that place. Door County. Definitely go check out Door County, by the way. Al Johnson's the O-line coach out there, so a couple of old Badgers potentially with a tussle. Out in, which is it, Kalispell, Montana? I can't remember which part of Montana. Bozeman, maybe? Is it Bozeman, Montana? Montana State?
That sounds right, yeah. Lehigh, Idaho, 8 o'clock Saturday night on ESPN+. Plus.
Yeah, I'll be watching that one. That will be on my, what channel is that on?
That is a streaming game on ESPN+. Plus.
Oh, God.
Montana State is in Bozeman, Montana.
Thank you very much.
Meanwhile, the University of Montana, located in, Mr. Geography, Missoula, Missoula, Montana. We need to get to headlines such that they are.
How did that segment go, everybody?
I thought it went brilliantly.
What you guys gave me no feedback. Normally, you crush me. If you think something's dumb, you crush me. And if something's brilliant, you just kind of poo-poo it and move on. And that's what Jesse did. So I'm thinking brilliant.
So it's our fault?
No, nobody's saying it's anybody's fault.
I think it's a great idea.
Nobody's saying fault.
I think it's a great idea economically, and you still have the revenue coming in from ticket sales for the home teams to play the conference championships at the home sites. Yes, I think it's a good idea. And half the conferences do it already anyway.
Thank you, Jesse.
Tausch!
We're mending it up. We're mending our beef.
Still beef, whatever it is. You never have any beef with Johnson & Sons Paving because they make your driveway look smooth and beautiful.
Indeed they do. Get ready for spring and do it now. Call Johnson & Sons Paving. Make sure no pavement hazards get worse over the long winter. Potholes and cracked curbs, drainage issues. Well, if things are bad now, call Johnson & Sons Paving to get it fixed today. Schedule a free, no-obligation quote. Get a walkthrough of your pavement. They'll be able to see signs of asphalt pavement work that is needed by spotting fatigue, cracking, standing water, warping, buckling, sinking pavement, and more. Don't scare away your customers or tenants with bad curb appeal. Book now, save money later. JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com.
The moment you've all been waiting for, this week's headlines. Our next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back.
The time has come. It is time for headlines. I miss the singing. I know I've said that before.
Really? I didn't hear you. You mailing it in again this week, or did you do a headline for a change?
Shout it for. I gotta be honest. I'm not eligible for the. And Jesse, explain again to everybody what we're doing with these video headlines that we post on our social media channels, and what people can win when they enter.
So the videos go up the day that we share them on the air. From the time they are posted until roughly right before our segment begins here for headlines, you have to check out the video on our social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter, and then text your guess to what movie Tausch and the Academy are reenacting to, 844-770-3776. So several people did text in the correct answer to today's show. Of those texters, we draw one every week. They go into a drawing at the end of the season. Grand prize winner, Green Bay ESPN Wisconsin tailgate experience up at the Tundra Trio just outside of Lambeau Field next year in the 2025 season.
So I am not eligible, but I will be at the Tundra Trio because that's where we do Green Bay game day from before home games. But I watched the video. I don't know what it is. It's the first one all year.
Get out of here.
I don't
you
know.
You didn't know what it was.
I don't know what it is. I don't. So without further ado, and I'll tell you about Fleet Farm afterward, without further ado, it is time now for headlines. Presented by Fleet Farm. Now, if you're listening on the radio, you'll only get the audio version. If you're on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, you'll get to see the brilliant acting slash looking down away from the camera to check the script that is in his hands.
Oh, did you catch up on that at all?
I didn't notice that.
Well, you can watch for it on YouTube.
In my dagger.
Here it is right now. Here is this week's movie-inspired headline.
Remove your headset and tell me your name.
My name is Matthew Patrick LaFleur, commander of the Packers of the North. Saginaw Valley State backup, Omaha Beef quarterback, division loser to the Lions, consistent loss to the 49ers, but I will have my vengeance in this season or next.
Yeah. How on earth do you not know that, Jason?
I have no idea what movie that is. None. Obviously, it's from a popular movie that I've never seen. So why don't you tell us what movie it's from?
All right. It is from Gladiator. I was Russell Crowe. Jesse, you knew that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Never seen Gladiator. Are you not entertained? Is that what that's from?
Yes.
Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah. I mean,
which you referenced that several times, so I thought.
Yeah, but I've never seen the movie. Yeah, no, never saw it. But I've got enough awareness.
That's not overly surprising. That's not overly surprising.
I don't know how many movies this year you have seen of all the ones that he's done.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into that. Well, I will get into my headline, though. And my headline goes as this. Packers give thumbs down to being fed to the wounded Lions. And Caesars the opportunity for the most important one seed since Spartacus. Packers 37, Lions 29. 37-29 tonight. Possible scoregami. Potential scoregami.
Was Spartacus a one seed?
Yeah. Spartacus didn't get beat often. He didn't lose at home. Now, he'd go on the road, get smacked around a little bit, but Spartacus, pretty good one seed.
I know I ask this on a regular basis.
What are we doing here? What exactly are we doing? I don't get this headline. It's like, what are we doing?
No, that's not what I was going to ask.
I was going to ask all year, though.
When you read then your headline, too, that also you don't do the writing for that either, right? Do you choose your own score at least, or is that also dictated by Patrick or someone else at the academy?
Oh, snap.
Just out of curiosity.
What are you implying?
I think he's implying that you're a figurehead for the academy and you're a puppet in their game.
That they do all the work is what I'm implying. And I don't think I'm implying it. I'm flat out saying it. So you don't, because that was clever. I would like to give credit where it's due. Those were some pretty clever Caesar the opportunity or something like that. That was really perked my interest.
Yeah, Jason, we're a team. We have everybody's got roles, and we try to fill them to the best that we can.
Okay, and what is yours?
You tell me.
I'm not performer? Part of the academy. I'm just asking what your role is in the academy.
Trust me, I know that. Here's the deal. I perform, I try to execute it, and that's my role.
All right, so they're the guys behind the guy. That was really clever. So Patrick or Helmut.
Sometimes they are the performers, too. They do everything.
True.
Yeah.
And then John Anderson, the singer, not the former Sports Center anchor, also contributes. All right.
Because I've heard it both ways, yeah.
The headline was very – the headline itself was very clever.
I'm sure the Academy will appreciate that.
I'm glad they will. Jesse, what's your headline?
So do you know who the two lead actors are in Gladiator, Jason?
Russell Crowe and Denzel Washington's in the new one.
No.
Timothy Chalamet?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Joaquin Andujar.
Taush.
Is anyone else just absolutely fascinated by what Jason Wilde does? Like, I legit have no idea.
How old is that movie? That movie's like 20 years old.
And he goes and he follows it, and he's just at his kids' every practice. Like, outside of that, I don't know. And watch Law and Order reruns. Like, I don't have any other concept, because this, I would have thought, this movie, the new movie coming out, your girls are at a certain age, they probably want to watch this sequel to it. And the fact that you haven't
they
watched
it is a little dumb. They want to watch Gladiator? My girls are at a certain age, they want to see Gladiator?
Yes. The new movie's coming out.
They're competitive.
Kids talk
right?
about movies still. Yeah. They still like going to the theater to watch a movie.
For those of us on the panel who have never seen it, is Gladiator like a family film like Wedding Crashers, or is it more of a violent movie than maybe people that
it's
don't
violent.
Want to? Okay, so I don't like hyper violent movies.
Well, it's sports.
It's just not my thing.
It's just old school sports.
No, I get it. I said I'm not. You know what? I said I'm not surprised. I'm just trying to always piece together.
It came out in 2000.
Won some awards.
I know.
It was a big deal.
You had 25 years to watch it. But you're a busy guy. He's a busy guy. So I get it. He's a busy 25 years. He can't watch that movie.
Taush eats crow.
Oh. Okay.
Packers come Joaquin out of Ford Field, not the superior team. Lions inside track to NFC North with a win.
Good headline, Jesse.
Very good headline.
Good stuff.
Patrick, write that for you, too? No, that was really good, Jesse. Well done. And that is headlines for today, presented by Fleet Farm and Milwaukee. Deal days are going on right now at Fleet Farm. Shop in store to score huge savings on tool kits, combos, accessories, and more from a brand you know you can count on. Now, the deals end on December 11th, so hurry in for those exclusive Milwaukee savings at Fleet Farm. And ice fishing season is almost here, and Fleet Farm is your place to find the best gear from the best brands. Shop their huge selection of augers. Augers for sale! Augers for sale! As well as tip-ups and thousands of lures that you won't find anywhere else. Check out all the best ice fishing gear and more at Fleet Farm. Whoa, Nelly is next.
I got a great idea. Tell me you're up for this. I come up to Green Bay when that Saints game doesn't get flexed. We head over to Fleet Farm. We get a bunch of ice fishing gear, and we do the show from the bay or a lake. And we're ice fishing. We're augering. We're catching fish in that lake while we're doing the show. Can we pull that off, Jesse?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going out on a frozen lake. I got too much to live for. Including Wo Nelly, which is next. It's Wildy and Taush.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
My failure to see Gladiator going over very well with the YouTube dwellers.
Yeah, I'm sure they love that.
Sports Cards and More, which I don't know if that's like the store this person owns or what that is exactly.
Sports Cards and More wants to do something. I've been trying to do that Packer trading card thing for, 8 months? It's gone nowhere quick.
Well, they're going to hear you now saying that. So, right. And 8 months, I'm not sure that's accurate, but
it's been at least obvious, 6 months.
Pretty obvious character flaw for Jason there if he hasn't seen Gladiator but quotes it. The "Are you not entertained?" is certainly something that many people quote from the film. It's the one quote I know from the film. That's why I didn't know what the movie was today. He then comes back for more to say, "I find your lack of Gladiator viewership disturbing." So, again, I disturbing seems strong to me, but okay. You're entitled to your opinion. Meanwhile, sure. Across the way on the Madison YouTube chat, Peter notifies me. Definitely a no on Gladiator for the kids. So, again, has Max seen it?
Yeah. Yep. He has.
Okay. Jane points out that the girls would definitely prefer Wicked over Gladiator. She also says good headlines on both the acting and on the one that you
nice,
read,
Jane.
And Jesse's as well. So, good work
Pat
by everybody
McAfee,
there.
The Detroit Lions have blitzed the second highest rate in the NFL since losing Hutch.
Yep.
As we were talking earlier, is Glenn going to blitz? They're
and
basically
I said he
blitzing 40% of the time, which, you know what that makes me think? If I'm Steno and I'm LaFleur, that screen game's going to be very important tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Little tight end screens, little wideout screens, bubble screens, screen. Might be changing my prize picks again. I think JJ's going to have some catches. That's all I'm saying.
Interesting. Well, we'll see if you are not entertained by that game plan. Jesse, why don't you draw a trivia winner? Because even though it's Thursday, we already did 5 rounds of trivia because you're anticipating a call-a-palooza on tomorrow's program. So we have our 5 contestants already,
which
I didn't realize.
No trivia tomorrow. We're going to clear room for Packers-Lions reaction tomorrow. Win or lose. Feels like it'll be a big show. So, drawing this week's winner, congratulations to Tyler in Milwaukee. Monday's contestant from the Sports Weekend Recap. Nicely done. Tyler, was he a first-timer? He might have been. Nice job.
I don't recall that's your area of expertise.
The Oakland A's signed a pitcher 3 years, $67 million? Oakland?
Well,
you mean Sacramento?
Yeah, they're not the Oakland A's anymore. They're just the Athletics.
Oh, yeah, it's just the A's. That is a crazy deal.
What are they calling themselves this year?
They're just the A's.
The A's.
Oh, they don't have a they don't even consider themselves a city of any kind?
Correct. Yep.
It's like the Washington football team. Time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
I want to thank the dwellers now for catching me up on YouTube quotes or movie quotes from Star Wars, since I've never seen the Star Wars movies either. Apparently, the disturbing line was from Darth Vader, so good to know. That's one to grow on.
he's a space gladiator.
I finally saw The Godfather after it being in existence for 45 years, so I'm catching up. Gladiator, another 10 years or so.
Maybe that becomes the game the rest of the year. Tausch does the headline, and Jason needs to try and determine whether, or we guess whether Jason's seen the movie or not. There might be something there.
Well, I know y'all got homework, and I hope you get it done.
Saturday.
You guys got homework.
Big week this weekend.
Ooh, when do I have? When is mine for? Which game is mine for? I can't remember now.
I don't know. I'm
trying to get to work on that,
but I know okay. It's coming.
While we're talking about baseball, and Tausch has been working to revolutionize sports all week, the golden at bat concept was getting publicity yesterday. Many baseball connoisseurs very upset about the concept.
Bob Costas, I'm sure, is
one. So, for those unfamiliar, Commissioner Rob Manfred, which others have used this idea or proposed this idea, including the Savannah Bananas have incorporated the rule in their like Harlem Globetrotters style of baseball, where when there's a pivotal moment in the game, once every game, you can choose to bring up a batter out of order to come to the plate, and that is you using
your
golden at-bat. So, for example, bases loaded, sixth inning, Brewers down 3-2 in a playoff game. If Sal Frelick is due up next and Willie Adames would be like seven batters later,
Willie's not going to be with
the I understand, but in theory, last year, Pat Murphy could come up and say, I'd like to put Willie Adames at the plate right now with the golden at-bat, replacing Sal Frelick with the bases loaded and two outs. You like it, Tausch.
I do. Yeah, I think anything that we can bring a little more excitement, a little juice to the game, I'm on board with. So I know the purist, Bob Costas, is probably, Lord knows what he's saying. He's old Smuggy McGee, you know he's all, oh, you can't do this. Back in my day, we did this. Now, you need to get some juice and some excitement, and you want stars and you want to market them better? Put them up in big spots. Get them up in the seventh when the money's on the table. Absolutely. Bring this on. This is something. There's a reason the Savannah Bananas sell every place out that they go. Because people want to be entertained. And this is...
Are you not entertained?
So I have a couple of questions. Can the opponent then bring in a new pitcher to face said person? And then does that person that you replace in the lineup, do they then take the spot? So if Ohtani is up and you want him hitting in the two slot, let's say he makes an out, does he get the bat in the three spot too? Or does the person that he replaced bat in that three spot? Like, I got questions, but the concept of this, I'm totally on board with.
Rob Manfred appeared on the Dan Le Batard show, and Stu Gatz suggested this in 2015, and I quote, Rob Manfred said to him, you're wasting my time. And now we're talking about it?
Manfred's the one who brought it up.
Right. Interesting. Look, I don't like this idea. I'm not a fan. The game is what the game is. I feel like baseball has figured out some ways to get people more engaged. I don't think batting out of order is necessary. And do they use a special bat? Do they use like a golden bat? Would it be like the specific bat that they have
to
use?
Fun,
it's a mystical, magical bat?
Like a big wiffle ball
Bill Hall's
bat.
Pink bats? I hate this idea. I'm not on board. Sorry. I guess that's it for Wonelli.
Yep, that's all.
All right.
Boy, Eric Bieniemy. What a fall. Remember when everybody was outraged that he didn't get an NFL head coaching job? Everybody is outraged, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, he's been the coordinator for the Chiefs, blah, 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 blah. UCLA, beep, just fired him. I find that interesting.
I do find that interesting. I also find it interesting that since we just pulled a trivia winner, I'm not entirely sure. Does that mean we're doing Feel Good Friday next too on a Thursday, or is that not happening?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm here to remind you about Racine Danish Kringles and the Jingle for Your Kringle contest presented by Racine Danish Kringles and ESPN Wisconsin. I've been telling you about it for a while. This is, I think, our third or fourth year of doing it. All you got to do is submit your own original jingle to celebrate the holidays and Racine Danish Kringle to ESPNWisconsinContest.com. Then we're going to pick the most creative songs. Josh and Heartland, are you ready to really rise to the occasion after being snubbed unfairly last year, like a Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week or something? Now's your opportunity. We will pick the grand prize winner who will get Kringle for a year. Now, again, the only thing you have to do is make sure you include Racine Danish Kringle. It's not just a treat. It's a tradition in the jingle. And if you don't want to sing, but you still want to celebrate the holidays with Racine Danish Kringle, call 800-4-DANISH or go to Kringle.com and try their all-new eggnog holiday Kringle. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at GrasslandButter.com.
Tausch, we can't wait for the players only tonight. Will you have a Coors Light in your cold little hand or not during the players only?
Well, you know, if I am going to have one, it will be Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and cold package, so it's made to chill, born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978. Coors Light's refreshing, crisp, only 102 calories. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
I can't wait for tomorrow. I mean, I can't wait for tonight's game. I'm looking forward to this. I'm really curious. I'm fascinated by what this game is going to be like because I can see it going a myriad of ways. If Tausch is right and it's a shootout, I'm really curious to see if it's the Packers that can come out on top of that. Anything to add? Any other people to promote that are going to be part of the players only before we go?
So I think we have Vonnie Holiday City. We have a surprise guest, and potentially Matt Flynn, maybe Corey Hall. That's a lot of action. I'm kind of doing that, assuming a couple guys won't show up, but we're gonna have a ton of fun. Me and Balog will be starting that at about 7:15, right when the kick is off.
All right, that can be your second screen as you watch Packers Lions on Amazon Prime, or if you're in Milwaukee or the Green Bay Fox Cities markets, it will be on over-the-air television. We will be back tomorrow to talk all about win, lose, or draw. I guess they won't tie. Well, maybe they could.
No,
we'll talk
draw.
About it all tomorrow. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full-show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.